Fairfield would be just like any other small town in Iowa if it wasn't for the twin golden domes shining on its skyline. They mark Fairfield as the home of Maharishi University of Management, which offers what it calls consciousness-based education. But the principles of the science of consciousness come to life more fully just north of town in Vedic City. Deputy Mayor Kent Boyum says, although his community is in Iowa, it's part of Maharishi's global country of world peace.
It's not a government in the true sense of the word. It doesn't replace our traditional governments, but it gives a place for people who like to promote peace and think of ways to reduce crime and things like that, a place to call home as well. So this flag represents the global country of world peace, and we have it located in several places within our city as well.
Mr. Boyum says the city even has its own currency, accepted all around town and by many businesses in Fairfield.
Here is a ram. This is equivalent. It's worth $10 US. It doesn't fluctuate. It is an active currency. To me, it looks kind of like a traveler's check or something. And since it is backed by a $10 US dollar bill, that's what it really is. Functions as, and whoever will allow you to use it to buy something, then it does. The ram is actually being used in other countries as well as a catalyst for economic development, especially in third world countries, in some agricultural programs. As I know, farmers need to have some kind of asset to go and buy seed. There are programs in countries such as Brazil and in India and European countries where they're actually using ram as a currency. It's almost more of a coupon or something.
The true uniqueness of the city can be seen in its architecture. Mr. Boyum says the design of the homes promotes health and happiness.
There are a number of principles in what is called Stapachaved, which is the Vedic portion of design of buildings. And the principles that are most obvious are that all the houses face east. So they are making use of the enlivening and the warming value of the sun when it rises in the dawn. And so the orientation of the house, and the texts say that facing east is the most auspicious or most beneficial for the people who would live in those buildings.
In addition, the construction of the buildings makes them energy efficient, according to U.S. Department of Energy standards. In keeping with the movement's emphasis on living in harmony with nature, Vedic City bans the sale of non-organic produce. But agriculture is an important part of the local economy. Not far from the residential area, Ken Chalkin shows off Vedic City's huge organic greenhouse.
They had a huge crop of cucumbers in there. They have tomatoes in there, peppers of various types, yellow, orange, green, to be sold to make a profit. They work with developing the soil. He says that a lot of the nutrients of the plant go right into the soil. That's the automatic adjustment according to the temperature and humidity. The valves were open and closed for the circulation of air and maintaining an ambient temperature.
Besides controlled temperature and humidity, Mr. Chalkin says the plants at the greenhouse are nurtured with natural care and ancient Indian music.
Instead of killing the soil or making it empty of any life and then adding in fertilizers or chemicals, here we're building up the soil in a healthy, balanced way. But you know, they've done all kinds of studies in the past where you play rock and roll, classical music, whatever, and the plants seem to like certain music and dislike others, and as a result, they seem to grow healthier and provide more nutritional value.
More nutritious foods lead to a healthier population, and Vedic City prides itself on being perhaps the healthiest city in America. It supports the practice of holistic medicine and attracts visitors interested in natural therapies. Many come to the Raj Ayurvedic Spa and Hotel, where David Lonsdorf is the marketing director.
We have hundreds of customers from all over America and the world every year. We employ over 70 to 80 people. And it's really because people want something besides drugs for symptoms.
Many followers of Maharishi spend part of each day on the university campus in Fairfield. Inside the golden domes, they meditate and practice the intense form of contemplation known as yogic flying. One of the regular yogic flyers is David Sinton, a student at the Maharishi University who lives on campus.
even if you can't live in Vedic City, the joy of yogic flying adds so much love and peace in your life that everything else seems small.
Vedic City was founded with an ambitious goal to bring health and harmony to everyone. A goal city officials say is coming closer as more and more Vedic scholars move here from India. Meditating together with local residents, they hope to create what they call a wonderful side effect, world peace. For Coast to Coast, I'm Gayana Torosyan in Vedic City, Iowa.